This is Classic Rain number 5. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. During the 30 years Hap Holly KC9RP produced the Rain Report, he encountered hundreds of ham radio commentaries. After all, commentaries are like... Everyone has one. Hap shared some of these op-ed pieces with his Rain listeners over the years, like the three you're about to hear. The first was written and voiced by Jack Schmidling, NR9Q, a net control station in the late 80s for the Amateur Radio Forum on 80 meters. Jack gave this guest commentary a unique name.
More hams, or radio frequency moonies. We are frequently told by our brothers that the future of amateur radio is in serious jeopardy because the current ranks are aging, and we are failing to recruit new members in adequate numbers. I would like to propose that a dwindling population in the ham community may be the unique feature that guarantees its perpetuity, albeit at a reduced level of participation. I cannot think of a single pastime or occupation that has not become less fun and in many cases intolerable as a result of population growth. I quit skiing because I spent more time waiting in lines than on the slope. I quit playing tennis because I could never get a court when I wanted to play. Going downtown has become a nightmare almost everywhere. Just going out for a loaf of bread can leave one stuck in traffic jams. And remember that secret fishing spot? It's still there, but the water skiers have turned it into just another of life's hazards. And how about getting back to nature in Yellowstone with 50 million other nature lovers with their traffic jams and trash left behind? And isn't it fun to open a bottle of aspirins these days? It doesn't take a genius to figure out that the ones who usually benefit from increased population, more often than not, have a financial interest in the endeavor. And these are the major forces propounding the need for population growth. The sheep believe the myth and help to perpetuate it. Applying this theory to ham radio is real easy. The people selling magazines and equipment are making all the noise, and the sheep are out recruiting and ranting about the need to lower standards because the sky is falling. As in most of life's endeavors, quantity and quality are usually mutually exclusive. We have lots of people in this country, but most of them can't find the U.S. on a map, and they use the world as their trash dump. We need only tune across the ham bands to see how this dedication to quantity at the expense of quality has turned large parts of the ham bands into radio frequency trash dumps. But if you take a poll, you will find that most of them tithe to the propagandists and are members in good standing of the ARRL. They are the moonies of the airwaves. In summary, only the ARRL and their advertisers need more hams. And those are the comments of NR9Q.
That was a guest commentary written and voiced by Jack Schmidling, NR9Q, a net control for the Amateur Radio Forum, an 80-meter net that met Thursday evenings on 3950 kHz at 9 p.m. Central Time back in the late 80s. You're listening to Classic Rain Episode 5. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Up next, a no-nonsense commentary penned and read by Ron Kritzman, K9ID. Ron did not apply any title to it, but it remains one of the classic op-ed pieces Hap shared in the late 80s.
First off, this is not a no-code, pro-code editorial. You do not have to shut your radios off. But it did grow out of the response to one, so please excuse any reference to it. The author of that latest round of rhetoric has been carrying on about all the dedicated experimenters and innovators being locked out of ham radio by the archaic requirements. Oh, brother. Before we open the gates to anyone with even less dedication, let's look at what we've got out there now. Even 2-meter simplex is too much trouble. You need an antenna for that. That's what repeaters are for, right? To let someone else do the work of making your signal heard. It's amazing what you hear on the air. One guy was complaining. Yeah, well, I bought this talkie, but it's useless since they're not going to put a receive site out here near my house. And how many times have you heard, if they put the transmitter up a little higher where I can hear it, I'd join the auto patch? The real kicker was the guy who complained about the repeater being down for a day. I paid good money to use this repeater, and I expect it to work, This is the third time it's been down since I joined. Well, let me answer that last one first. Sorry, Ace, you do not pay money to use the repeater. Besides the fact that charging for use of an amateur station is illegal, that's not how it works. You pay dues for membership in a radio club. The club operates the repeater for the benefit of its members. And it can't do it without the technical and financial support of its members. If you're looking for a system you can pay your money to use and threaten to sue if it breaks, go buy a cellular phone. And speaking of phones, would someone explain to me how you join an auto patch? An auto patch is a piece of equipment, an automatic phone patch. Are you going to have it surgically fused to your bones? Or maybe you're planning on joining it up there in the rack cabinet. There's not a whole lot of room in there. But that's right, you're not joining until they fix up the repeater a bit. But who do you think they are? And how are they supposed to do all this fixing up without your financial support? I suppose there are people out there who do the same thing with their church or synagogue. Wait until the hole in the roof is fixed before you join the congregation so you don't get hit with the assessment. They aren't going to put a receive site out near where you live. Poor baby. You can't be troubled to put up an outside antenna? A mag mount on the windowsill would do it. You expect a repeater club to go put up a receive site so you can use your HD while you sit on the toilet? You really want a site there? Here's how to get it. First, locate a suitable site. Then, take time off work to go meet with the building management and try to convince them that it's all right to have a bunch of non-professionals climbing around on the roof and drilling holes in their building. That shouldn't be too hard. Then, go out and look for the equipment you'll need at a price the club can afford. Drill all the holes, mount up all the boards and the chassis, tune it up, buy an antenna and feed line and connectors. Go install the antenna and run the feed line down to where the gear will be. Plan it two or three times before you get a day when everyone who promised to help doesn't have a wedding to go to, or a niece's piano recital, or just plain can't make it. Sound like a lot of work? Yeah. But there is no they. They is us, and that means you. These things do not happen by themselves. But that's what ham radio is. Amateur radio. It's do-it-yourself. If everyone sits by and expects the designated hitters to do it all, pretty soon there won't be anything left to do, and it won't matter if they do it for you or not. This is Ron Kritzman, K9ID.
You're listening to Classic Rain 5, produced by Hap Holly, KC9RP, former producer of the Rain Report, from 1990 until mid-2019. By the by, Hap is alive and well. Okay, another thoughtful commentary coming up from Jim Beadle, W9NIN, a Chicago-area ham who was a morning announcer on the Satellite Music Network 30 years ago. This is Classic Rain that updates every 2 weeks on therainreport.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
Hi, this is Jim, W9NIN. I've been a ham since October of 1957, and have also been in the broadcast industry since 1961. I'm currently employed as a morning announcer for the Satellite Music Network. And I've been hearing all this gnashing of teeth and whining about how ham radio is in the toilet as far as recruiting is concerned. As the old showbiz maxim goes, more is less. I, for one, am real conservative about marketing ham radio to the masses. Now, let me explain. One of the dumbest things that's happened to my industry and to my hobby is the deregulation by the FCC. They do not have the resources to police the people that they must. And we want to add thousands more? Yeah, I know we blather on about how we can police our own. When's the last time you tuned across 20 during any old afternoon or across 75 meters late at night? Trying to police that is like trying to put out a forest fire with a water balloon. Get real, pal. It just won't work. As far as the broadcast problem goes, I give you the foul mouths of people like Howard Stern and Steve Dahl. Who's policing that trash? Oh, I'm sorry, we are deregulated. That should be crap. Doesn't sound so nice to hear it, does it? I know that last comment wasn't necessary, but since we are, for the most part, in or interested in amateur radio as well as broadcasting, I think it points out how things can just start to get out of hand. I'm not at all happy with the fact that a ham license can be obtained from a volunteer amateur. Not that they are less than honorable people, but a trip to the FCC office to take a test can put the fear of God in almost anyone, and you'd better know your stuff. I'm well aware of that, because I failed the advance 3 times. I still don't have it, but at this point in my life, frankly, I just don't care. This is a hobby, not my job, for crying out loud. What I have earned, I enjoy, and I don't care to go further. As far as the no code goes, no way, folks. Do not drop the code. If for no other reason, it separates the wheat from the chaff. If a person joins the Marines and wants to get his sergeant stripes, but tells the Corps that he wants to get them without going through the obstacle course, the recruit is out of luck. Gosh, I can hear it now.
Well, golly, Sergeant. You know, I want to get my stripes, but that obstacle course is stupid. It's outdated. And why do I have to do that?
Because, Pyle, as stupid as it may seem to you, it builds discipline. Now get your butt out there and do it!
The fellow who said something on this very net, I believe it was last week, about the education system not teaching enough math, scratched the surface. Not only can't many youngsters read and add, they have no discipline. Authority in the schools these days have been given away to the druggies and gangbangers and ne'er-do-wells. The teachers are too scared to do anything about it, so no one gets educated. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. My boy begged me to take him out of Elgin High School just because of these problems. He was afraid of his own safety, and no one seemed to care about learning. Ham radio's doing just fine for now. First, before we get the bands any more crowded than they are, let's attack the root problem so that the young people coming out of the schools these days can not only get a ham license, follow the rules, but can put together a sentence of at least 5 or 6 words that isn't punctuated with a gaggle of likes and you knows. Our first job is to grow a literate society from which to draw our ranks, who aren't afraid to tackle a hobby that takes some thought, dedication, and learning a language that's about as difficult as running a video game. Morse code. Thanks for listening.
And that's a wrap on Episode 5 of Classic Rain, a bi-weekly production of the Radio Amateur Information Network. Classic Rain is copyright from the Big Bang, or 1988-2019 Rain. All rights reserved. Now, on behalf of our producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from everyone connected with Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming!